Quebec-based organization, Bébé Baluchon, has been working alongside children, parents, students, and teachers on prevention for violence against children. The group has recently expanded on its services provided to the English-speaking community, and they are hoping to get their name and their mission out to this end of the Eastern Townships. Good day, all. I am your host, Taylor McClure, for CIVI's Daily News Show, Townships Daily News Bits, and chatting with me today is Rebecca and Jade, facilitator counselors at Bébé Baluchon. Rebecca, I came across your organization after seeing an article about it in the Sherbrooke Record, I believe, not long ago, and I'd never heard of it before. So can you please introduce Bébé Baluchon to our listeners here at this end of the townships? How did it all get started, and what is your mission?
Of course. So Bébé Baluchon was originally founded over 30 years ago, but we have existed under the name Bébé Baluchon since 2006. Yes. And so, yeah, what we do is we are a violence prevention center for violence against children, and we mainly go to schools to empower and equip children on what to do in the face of different types of violence. Our mandate is really in prevention, so we want to equip them with the tools and solutions that they can do to stay safe.
Okay. Would you like to add anything to that, Jade? Or
I think that was pretty complete. Awesome. We're working with children from 4 to 12 years old.
Now, I haven't really heard of another organization here in the Eastern Townships that focused specifically on violence against children. Why was this issue so important to the organization?
It's a good question, I think, if I can jump in. We were, like Rebecca mentioned, we were part of a regroupement which was called Espace and Espace Estrie before.
Okay.
And in every territory there's one. And I think that's mainly why we are the only one doing that mission in prevention in the Eastern Townships, because we were Espace before and then we became Bébé Baluchon, but we kept the same mandate.
Awesome. Now, what are the goals of the organization in regards to working with the public? You mentioned that you work with children, but do you work with families as well?
So we don't do any intervention work per se. We won't have clients come to our offices. Everything is strictly more workshop based. From time to time, we'll have people contact us, and we're happy to provide referrals. We're happy to provide information and support, answer questions. But we don't normally
intervene in a family situation.
Exactly. We don't usually intervene in a family situation.
Yeah, so you just point parents in the right direction if they have any questions in support of their child.
Yeah, exactly. So whether it's parents, teachers, other support staff at a school, or other professionals that have questions, they're more than welcome to come talk to us, but we will often answer the questions, give them tools, or refer them elsewhere.
Now, you're talking about workshops and activities. Can you speak a little bit about the types of workshops that you do and that you coordinate in schools and in the community?
Mm-hmm. Well, we offer two different kinds of workshops. So some are for children and some are for adults as well. And we have different programs covering different topics related to violence. Our most popular one's called All Forms of Violence. And we speak about different types of violence with them. So it could be either physical, verbal, sexual, bullying. We have more specific workshops as well on topics such as cyberbullying, bullying, early sexualization as well. And during those workshops, we can cover subjects as recognizing emotions, asserting themselves, give them solutions such as asserting themselves, leave to run away, and to talk to a trusted adult as well. So that's what we're doing, and it can vary from 45 minutes workshop to an hour or two.
And what do you do with the parents exactly?
With the parents, we focus a lot on preventing violence for their children, so how to have their children become less vulnerable to different types of violence, whether it's at home, at school, or elsewhere. Even online, we'll talk about cyberbullying sometimes in certain workshops that we have for adults. So it's really in a prevention, from a prevention perspective, on everything that they can do to make sure that the children in their lives are safe.
Like you were mentioning before, there are various forms of violence. So is this something that the organization also really emphasizes when you're working with children or adults? Because some people see violence as only being physical.
So is this something that you emphasize with the children to help them better recognize what sort of violence they're dealing with?
I would say depending on the age group, for sure, when we're with first graders or kindergarten or even younger than that, we're not really putting words on what type of violence it is because they're too young to understand anyways. But with the all forms of violence program, so from grade 3 to 6, we name different kinds of different types of violence, and we identify them with examples, scenarios, to make them aware of different behaviors that could be considered violent. So it's not only, like you mentioned, it's not only hitting, pushing, but it can also be with words, with simply glares or staring at someone in a mean way. Mm-hmm. So we're giving different examples for them to be able to identify afterwards what could be considered violence around that.
Now, at the end of the day, what is the goal that you're trying to reach with your organization and working with children, teachers, and the public?
I think that our goal is to reach as many people as possible and to try to get the message out there and teach everyone, whether it's children or adults, about the different types of violences. Even with adults, during our adult workshops, everybody's learning something new. We have everybody has new things to offer and learn in our workshops. And so I would say that our main goal is probably to get the message out there and help prevent violence as much as possible.
In the adult workshop, we're always mentioning that prevention of violence is legal, but also social responsibility. So even if we're not involved or we're not, we don't directly know someone who experienced violence, we could be bystanders or we could see something around this, and we're all concerned when that topic comes to...
Is brought up.
Is brought up, yeah.
Do you work with schools across the Eastern Townships?
Yes, we do. Yes. In both French and English.
Awesome. Have you gone to any schools around this area in Beau Missisquoi?
We went to a daycare facility last year. Our team, we work in teams, so I can't speak for the other teams because I don't have their schedules on hand. But our team specifically, we went to a daycare Shefford. In Shefford.
Yeah.
And I think that's the furthest that we have gone.
Okay. But if other schools and daycares and whatnot want your or need your services, are they able to reach out?
Definitely.
Awesome. Those are all the questions that I had for you both, but I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to mention about Bulle Balachon that I may have missed that you think would be important for the community to be aware of.
Well, I think the only thing we can add is that we're just starting to spread the word in the English community because we've translated all of our program as of this year. Awesome. So that's why we're really reaching out and we're getting the word around that Bulle Balachon is now offering workshops in English as well, both for adults and children.
Is there a website or anything that people can refer to if ever they're looking for your help and for your services?
Yes, so we have a website, bulle-balachon.org. We have French and English versions. We also have our Facebook, and if not, you are free to call us if anybody ever has any questions.
Well, thank you both so much for being here. I really appreciate it. Townships Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.